organization that helps to improve the well-being of Mexican American youth, women, and immigrant Mexican individuals. We are in solidarity with the Custodio family. We are very, unfortunately, we are familiar with this kind of struggle. Since recently, we've just witnessed the police brutality in the May 1st marches in Los Angeles, and these kinds of things happen over and over again among Mexicans, Latinos, and Chicanos. So we're here to, I'm here to support the Custodio family. A very important quote that comes to mind is a Russian writer said once that violence is the last refuge of the incompetent. So let's keep that in mind when we're here to support this family. I'm here to fortify the Custodio family strength so that they're not, so that they don't resist, they don't give in to this kind of temptation, to this kind of violent incompetency. So we hope that the San Jose Police Department drops their charges. And we hope to never see these kinds of cases ever again in our community in San Jose. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Celeste. Next up is Mark with Filipino Youth Coalition.
AMYC!
My name is Mark Serrano. I represent the Filipino Youth Coalition. We are a youth organization that started in 1993 in which Marlo Custodio, who was one of the victims, is a part of. It is unfortunate that an incident of this caliber would happen in this day of age. It is even more unfortunate that an incident of this type would happen to a family whose sole purpose in life is to protect one another from harm. Ironically, the people who Mary Lou, Rommel, and Marlo Custodio thought were sworn and promised to protect the community were the very same people who violated their human rights as individuals. Since February, when Marilu, Rommel, and Marlo were beaten by police, Filipino Youth Coalition has stood by them in search for justice in this unjust act. This type of incident should not have to happen to anyone in the community. Filipino Youth Coalition is not against the law enforcement, but simply an advocate for basic human rights as well as advocates for youth and family. Along with the other organizations in the community, we stand by the custodians in their search for justice. Thank you.